morning.
Hope
most of you have had a great summer. I know that the summer is about to end, and many of us are about to start work again, or maybe you already started working.
现在呢，夏天快要结束了，很多人都要回去工作，可能有些人已经开始工作了。Our
so-called normal lives are around the corner.
我们所谓的正常生活就即将开始了。I
know that many of us love summer and vacation.
我知道你们当中很多人非常喜欢夏天放假。But
I think the older I get, the more I appreciate the normal.
但是我觉得呢，我岁数越长上去，我越来越珍惜这个正常的生活。Recently,
I have thought a lot about what God wants our church to be.
最近呢，我常常思想神对我们教会的旨意。What
kind of vision we should be having?
我们应该有怎样的愿景？And
what goals we want to reach for?
我们又有怎样的目标？
And at the same time, I've been thinking, are some of my thoughts and plans really the plans that God has for His people in church?
有时候我在想，我的这些想法，我的这些计划，是不是真的是神对我们教会的旨意呢？
Do I really know what God wants me to do? And do I know what God wants this church to do?
我真的知道神要我们做些什么，又是否真的知道？
So what is really God's will, and how do I know that what I do is really the will of God?
那么神，什么才是神的旨意，而我又怎样能够知道什么是神的旨意呢？
And as a leader in the church, I think it's very important for us to understand the will of God.
作为教会的一个领袖，我认为我们知道什么是神的旨意是非常重要的。
Because if we don't understand what God's will is, how are we able to lead the church?
因为如果我们不知道什么是神的旨意，我们又如何能领导整个教会呢？
If we are not aligned with what God wants for this church, whose will and whose plan are we really planning for?
如果我们的计划不是根据神的旨意的话，那么这究竟是谁的计划，谁的旨意呢？
I think God's will isn't only applied to leading the church. What is God's will in your life?
我认为神的旨意也不仅仅是针对我们的教会的。那么神对我们每一个人的旨意又是怎样的呢？
Do you know that your thoughts and plans are according to God's will?
你是否知道你的想法、你的计划是神的旨意呢？
Do you know that your thoughts and plans are according to the will of God?
你知道你的想法、你的计划是完全依照神的旨意的吗？
How can we really find God's will in our lives?
我们如何才能找到神在我们生活当中的旨意呢？
Who should I marry?
我应该跟谁结婚？
Should I date this person?
我要跟这个人约会吗？
Should I be moving?
我要不要搬家？
Should I change jobs?
我要不要换工作呢？
What ministry should I engage in?
我应该参加怎样的事工？
I think these are all quite important questions I believe most of us would ask ourselves.
我相信这些都是非常重要的问题，我们也会去询问。
And if you are a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒的话,
you would most probably also want God to be part of these decisions.
往往你希望神在这些重大决定里面成为一个重要组成部分。
And I think sometimes to find the will of God might feel a bit vague sometimes.
有时候可能我们会觉得神对我们的旨意有些模糊。
Is there supposed to be a voice in my head telling me what to do?
是不是我的脑海里会浮现一个声音呢？
Or do I open the Bible and the first passage that I see, that's the verse that God is trying to tell me?
或者我把圣经打开，第一个跳入眼帘的那段经文呢，就是神要告诉我的。
Try not to open the book of Job.
那要特别当心，不要翻到约伯记里面去哦。
Or do I pray silent and listen for the first word that comes in my head?
或者呢，我先祷告，然后保持安静，那 蹦入我脑海里面的那个第一个单词呢，就是神要告诉我的。
What if the word is fried banana?
那如果蹦出来的那个词是说炸香蕉怎么办？
Is this really the way God is communicating with us?
难道这真的是神跟我们交流的一种方式吗？
I think that God of course can communicate us in different ways.
我认为当然神会用不同的方式跟我们交流。
But I believe that when God is communicating, it is clear.
但是我相信在神跟我们交流的时候，他的讯息是非常清楚的。
It is clear what his will is in our lives.
他对我们生活的旨意是非常清楚的。
Because God is a father that cares about you and me.
因为神是我们的天父，他关心你和我。
He loves you. Of course he cares about decisions in your life.
他关心你，他当然关心你生命当中的那些重要的计划。
Of course, he communicates with us.
当然，他跟我们有交流。
If we were to make a summary of the will of God in the Bible and look at all the places in the Bible where it talks about the will of God,
如果我们要总结一下在圣经里神的旨意的话
，we will be able to divide it into three categories.
我们可以把神的旨意分为三个大类。
The divine will of God.
神的神圣旨意。
The moral will of God.
神的道德旨意。
And the personal will of God.
还有就是神对我们个人的旨意。
So what does this mean?
那这究竟意味着什么呢？
The Bible talks about the divine will of God, which means the things that God will do no matter what.
在圣经里面提到的神的神圣旨意是指这是神会要行为的无论发生什么。
These are things that God will do whether you pray about it or not.
也就是说神是会完成这些事情的无论你是不是献上祷告。
These are things that will happen because God wants it to happen.
因为这些事情的发生，它之所以发生是神要这些事情发生。
It's His will, and no one can interfere.
这是神的旨意，没有人可以干涉的。
And we don't have to pray about these things. It will happen because God wants it to happen.
我们不需要为这些事情去祷告，这些事情会发生，因为神想这些事情发生。
These things can, for example, be. If you press.
这类事情可以是。
In Galatians 4:4-5, it says, "But when the right time came, the time God decided on." He sent his son, born of a woman, born as a Jew, to buy freedom for us who were slaves to the law, so that he could adopt us as his very own sons. The Chinese version is there, so we're only reading the English. But God was going to be sending Jesus no matter what happened.
神会让耶稣来，无论发生什么。
We didn't have to pray about it. We don't even have to believe it would happen.
神会让这些事情发生，我们不需要去为此祷告，我们甚至不需要相信这些事情会发生。
God had decided to send Jesus to the world.
神已经做了决定，他会让耶稣来到世上。
And Jesus, he will return one day.
耶稣还会再来。
We don't need to pray for him to return.
我们不需要在那边祷告耶稣再来。
God has told us that he will. We don't know when.But it will happen.
因为神告诉我们，耶稣会再来。我们不知道他什么时候来，但是他会再来。
And these things is not dependent on our obedience to God, nor is it dependent on our faith in God.
这些事情的发生并不依靠于我们的顺服，也不是依靠于我们的信心。
These are certain things that God will do because He wants it to happen.
这些是确定会发生的事情，这些事情的发生是因为神要这些事情发生。
It doesn't depend on us, but God will use us to accomplish His divine will.
这些事情并不依靠在我们人身上，但是神会用我们人来完成他的计划。
God said to Mary, "Mary, I will send my son Jesus to the world. It will happen, no matter what."But I want to accomplish it through you.
神对玛利亚说， 我要通过你把我的爱子来送到世上。
God showed up as a burning bush to Moses.
神在燃烧的树丛里面向摩西显现。
And he said, I will bring my people out of Egypt.
我要把我的人带出埃及。
It will happen because I say so.
这事情会发生，因为这是我说的。
But I have chosen to accomplish it through you, Moses.
但是我选择用你摩西来完成这件事情。
So God will come through with his will. We cannot stop it. We cannot make it happen. But we will play a part of it.
所以这些是神的神圣旨意，我们不可能让它停止，也不可能让它发生，但是我们会在当中扮演我们的角色。
So the divine will of God is the will of God that will happen because he wants it to happen.
所以神的神圣旨意的发生是由于神希望这些事情发生。
And this is one of the three categories of God's will.
这呢就是神的旨意的三个种类当中的一个。
Press. And then we have the moral will of God.
然后让我们来看看神的道德旨意。
This one is basically the do's and don'ts in the Bible.
这呢就是圣经里的那些。
It's the thing that God
要做和不要做的事情。
It's the things that God wants or doesn't want us to do.
这是神想我们做的，或者是不想我们做的那些事情。
There are certain things that we should do, and there are things we need to avoid doing according to the Bible.
有些事情是我们应该做的，而另外一些呢，是根据圣经我们应该避免去做的。
I think most of you will think about the Ten Commandments or loving your neighbors.
我想你们大部分人现在开始在想十诫啊，还要爱邻如己啊。
And these are things that God has given us as rules.
这些都是神给我们的规定。
It's the will of God that we don't steal.
比如说，神说这是神的道德旨意，我们不要偷窃。
You don't need to pray to God, should I steal this?
所以你就不需要向神去祷告，我要不要偷这样东西啊？
God, I really want this. Maybe I can use it for you. Should I do it, God?
神啊，我真的想要这样东西。哦，我可不可以把它偷来呢？我偷来以后呢，可以为你使用啊。
Or you wouldn't pray, God, you know, I really need to know right now whether I should lie about this.
或者你也不需要祷告说，神啊，我现在要知道，你要不要我为了这件事情撒谎呢？
Please tell me your will in this.
请你告诉我在这件事上你的旨意。
You don't pray for these things because it's already written in the Bible. It tells us clearly what we should and shouldn't do.
你不为这些事情祷告，因为这些事情已经在圣经里清楚地阐明哪些是你该做的，哪些是不该做的。
It says in 1 Peter 2:17.
让我们看一下彼得前书二章十七节。
Fear God and honor the government, it says in the end. Do we fill in our tax papers correctly?
我们报税的时候报得正确吗？
Do we try to avoid paying taxes when buying things on the internet?
我们有没有通过网购来逃税呢？
I remember years back, you could order things online and you could ask the companies to send it to you as a gift.
我记得多年前你可以在网上订购东西，然后跟供应商说，哎，写这是礼物哦。
Because when you send it a gift, very often you didn't have to pay tax.
因为如果这样货物被当作礼物的话呢，往往是可以不要付税的。
But we don't need to pray about that. We don't need to pray to God saying,
哦，我们不需要为这种事情向神祷告，说
God,Should I just withhold some of the tax money and maybe save it so I can use it for the church?
我不需要说神啊，我是不是有一些税金就不要付了呢？我可以把钱存下来给教会呢。
Should I just not write down everything in the tax papers that I need to pay?
也许我不需要在那个报税表里面把所有的东西都填上去哦。
Well, God just said there that He wants us to honor the government.
神清清楚楚地告诉我们 要尊敬君王。
It's therefore also His will when it comes to taxes.
所以这是神对我们的旨意，对我们怎样纳税的旨意。
So all throughout the scripture, we will find these different, the moral will of God.
所以在圣经里面，我们可以找到这些道德的旨意。
And based on this, the better we understand the moral will of God, and the better we understand what God's divine will is, we will be able to discern the third category easier.
在我们更多的了解了神的神圣旨意，他的道德旨意之后呢，我们就更容易来理解神第三个种类的旨意了。
Which is the personal will of God.
也就是神对我们个人的旨意。
This is the third category, and also maybe the one we are most interested in.
那这就是神的第三种旨意，也是我们最感兴趣的一种。
Do I take that job?
我要不要答应那份工作呢？
Do I buy that car?
我要不要买那辆车呢？
Should I go and become a missionary?
我要不要去做传教士啊？
All these fall into this category of the personal will of God.
所有的这些事情呢，都是第三种，也就是个人旨意。
It's about God's will in our lives.
也就是神对我们个人生活的旨意。
In the Bible, we see the personal will of God among the people.
在圣经里面，我们读到神对于人的旨意。
Paul was called to become an apostle by God.
使徒保罗呢，就是被神呼召去做了使徒的。
We read in Ephesians 1:1.
那让我们看以弗所书第一章第一节。
It says, Paul, called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus.
在这里我们可以看到，保罗是奉神的呼召做了使徒的。
Paul, he knew that God wanted him to personally become an apostle.
保罗知道神要他这个人来做使徒。
Not everyone is becoming an apostle.But this was specifically for Paul.
不是每个人都要做使徒的，这个旨意呢是针对保罗个人的。
And the personal will of God, the personal will of God shows specifically what we should do now.
神对我们的个人旨意会告诉我们现在我们要做什么。
Are there decisions that I need to make?
是不是有一些重要的决定我需要做的呢？
Should I go for this school?
我要不要去这家学校呢？
Should I continue in this job?
我要不要继续在这个地方工作呢？
Should I start my own startup?
我是不是应该自己开公司啊？
Or should I quit?
或者我可以辞职了吗？
All these decisions fall into the category of the personal will of God for you.
所有的这些呢，都是神对我们个人的旨意。
And when we know these three categories, the will of God,The categories of will of God, we will get a more clear picture of how we discover the will of God in our lives.
当我们更多的了解这三个不同的神的旨意的时候呢，我们也就更深的领会了神对我们个人的旨意是怎样的。
Next. The more familiar we become with the divine will of God, and the more obedient we become to the moral will of God,the easier it will be for us to discover the personal will of God.
我们越熟悉上帝的神圣旨意，越顺服上帝的道德旨意，就越容易发现神对我们个人的旨意。
If we read our Bibles, we get to know what God has done and His divine will.
我们读圣经的时候呢，我们可以看到神做了些什么，什么是他的神圣旨意。
And at the same time, we obey the moral will of God. We follow the things He has told us to do or not to do.
与此同时，我们也顺服神道德旨意，做那些该做和不该做的事情，不做不该做的事情。
That is when we have a much easier time to discover the personal will of God.
这样呢，你就是更好的预备了，怎样来领会神的对你个人的旨意。
Some of you might know that I love to play board games.
你们当中有些人可能知道我喜欢玩桌游。
And some of you also know that I have read too many rule books for board games because I often teach people to play board games.
你们当中也许有些人知道，我其实呢是看了太多的关于怎样玩桌游的那些使用说明书。
And often when teaching people to play board games, they often ask me for advice when playing.
在我教人家做游戏的时候呢，很多人就会问我游戏规则怎么玩。
And if you play for the first time, it makes sense. What should I do?
如果你第一次玩，那当然咯。我该做些什么呢？
Should I go there?
我要往那边移动吗？
Should I build this?
我要不要在这里建造呢？
Should I gather this resource first or that resource first?
我是先要积累这些资源还是那些资源呢？
How can you know if you don't know anything about the game?
你怎么知道该做什么？如果你完全不知道游戏规则的话？
The easiest way to know is to play the game many times.
最容易了解的怎样该做些什么呢？就是多玩。
That is when you learn what will happen during the course of the game, how things affect you when it happens, and maybe there's a scenario that always happens during the games.
那玩的次数多了呢，你就知道会发生些什么，然后在遇到这些境况的时候呢，你应该做些什么。
And that's when you know how you will prepare for it.
从而你就知道自己该怎样更好地为这些事情做预备了。
And as long as you follow the rules of the game,
只要你是按照游戏规则的，
you will also know what limitations limits you and what decisions would be wise.
那你也会知道自己的一些限制，也知道哪些决定会是聪明的。
If you know and understand what will happen during the course of the game,It will make it much easier for you to understand what decisions to make.
你越了解游戏的规则呢，对你来讲，怎样做决定就会变得越来越简单。
And then you might know that there may be some things that you absolutely should do if you get the chance, or something that you have to avoid at all costs.
有些事情，你知道，一旦有机会，是一定要紧紧抓住的。而另外一些事情呢，是在无论如何都千万不能去做的。
So if you combine these two,
如果你把这两者相结合，
it will be much easier to understand what kind of decisions you're supposed to make.
那对你来讲，怎样做决定就变得简单很多了。
Knowing the divine will of God, knowing that there are certain things that will happen because we read about it in the Bible.
了解神的神圣旨意，因为我们在圣经里读到过。
And if you combine that with the do's and don'ts, just like the rules in board games, we will get an even clearer picture of God's will in our lives.
你把这些知识再加上我们在圣经里学到的那些必须要做的、绝对不能做的，那你就会更多的知道神对你个人的旨意是如何的了。
You might sit here and think that.Well, I guess read the Bible, just don't do this and don't do that.
也许你坐在那边自己在想，好吧，我去读圣经，然后我不做这些事情，我做那些事情。
I don't think that what I've tried to explain now is any rocket science.
我想我现在想跟大家解释的并不是什么非常高深的科学。
I think most of us know that we need to understand.The standard God has set in the Bible.
我想我们大部分人都知道，我们要明白神在圣经里面教导我们的。
And that He has plans for the future.
他对我们的未来是有计划的。
Jesus is coming.
耶稣会来。
We will stand before God one day.
有一天我们都要站在神的面前。
And heaven will be our eternal destination.
天堂是我们最终的家园。
And we need to know these things in order for us to understand His will in our lives.
我们必须要知道这些事情，从而知道神对我们个人生活的旨意。
If I told you that you need to store treasures in heaven, but you didn't know that heaven would exist, then it would make no sense.
如果我跟大家讲要积累在天上的财宝，而你根本就不知道天上存在是什么样子的，那也就这个教导对你来说是毫无意义的。
Yet we might still feel and think that, well, you say these things, but God doesn't communicate with me anyway.
或者也有人说，好吧，你说了这些事情，但是我并没有觉得神跟我有交流啊。
God, I prayed.
神，我向你祷告。
I asked.
我问了。
But I can't seem to see any answers.
但是我并没有得到答案呢。
Why can you not help me with all these decisions that I have to make?
为什么你不帮助我做这些决定呢？
But you know, God created communication.
但是你知道，交流这件事情本身就是神创造的。
He created everything.
他创造了所有的天地万物。
And naturally, God is also the greatest communicator.
自然神是最好的交流者。
And the biggest problem with God communicating with us is that we are not following through.
神与我们沟通当中遇到的最大问题是我们没有遵循。
God doesn't have any problem communicating with us.
神完全没有任何阻碍要跟我们来交流的，要跟我们沟通。
If we challenge God and say, why are you not communicating with me?
如果我们问神，为什么你不跟我们沟通？
I think we need to think back a few steps.
我想我们要退后几步来想一下。
He sent his son to die on the cross for you.
他让自己的独生爱子为我们在十字架上而死。
If he sent his son to die for you,
如果他让自己的爱子为我们而死，
I'm certain that he cares about what kind of decisions you have to make.
我确信他对你做的决定是非常关心的。
The problem here is not that God doesn't want to communicate with us. He would love to do that. But the problem is with us. It is our unwillingness to follow through.
现在的问题并不是说神不跟我们沟通，而是说我们没有遵循。
What does it really mean to follow through?
那究竟遵循是指什么意思呢？
When God gives us direction,
当神给我们一个指引的时候，
let's say, should I change jobs or not?
比如说我要不要换工作啊？
He will not give us a direction of consideration.
他并不是说给我们去考虑一下他给我们的指引。
He will not give us many options and choose one of these. Please consider one of these options.
他不会给我们很多的选择，说啊，请你自己评估一下这些不同的选择。
When God is giving you direction, He's not giving you another option to think about.
在神给我们指引的时候，他并不是说再给我们另外一个选项。
We might say, "Well, I got this job offer and this offer. God, which one should I take?"
也许你来到神面前说，哇。我拿到了这个offer， 工作机会，又拿到另外一个工作机会，我应该选哪个工作机会呢？
God would not say, "Well, I have two more. Check out these two as well."
神不会说，哇，还有两个，你那两个也应该看一下。
And I heard that this one you get a phone every year.
我听说这个工作机会你每年有个新手机哦。
And this one you have a huge salary.
那一个呢是有很多的薪水的。
Nor would God say something like, you know, if I were you, I would do this and that.
神也不会跟你说，如果我是你的话呢，我会这样做的。
When God communicates with us, He is clear on His will and direction.
在神跟我们沟通的时候，他给我们的讯息是非常清楚的。
But he is also expecting participation, action, and obedience.
但是他也是希望我们的行动，我们的遵从。
When God communicates, you will know clearly what his direction is.
在神与我们沟通的时候，你会非常清楚地知道神的旨意。
You know, if you think about it, there's no place in the scripture where you can say someone who has been spoken to God that says, "What? What do what?"
如果我们想一想圣经的话，从来也没有在圣经里有哪个人在神跟他给他清楚旨意的时候，他说什么？你说什么？
When God communicates to the people what they need to do, it is clear. The problem is that they don't want to do it.
在神跟人沟通的时候，告诉他们要去做什么时候，神是非常清楚的。问题是在于人不想去做。
For example, if you take Jonah.
比如说约拿。
The famous guy swallowed by a fish for 3 days.
就是那个非常著名的被鱼吃了，在鱼肚里面待了3天的那个人。
God told him to go to a place to preach a place where that he hated.
神让他去一个地方传福音，而那个地方呢是他痛恨的。
Jonah's reaction wasn't, "What? What do you mean, God?"
他的反应不是说什么，你是什么意思啊
？I don't understand what you're saying.
我不懂你在说什么。
His reaction was to run away.
他的反应是逃跑。
He clearly knew what God was telling him.
他非常清楚神要他做什么。
But he didn't want to follow through with it.
但是他不想去做。
God doesn't give us directions for consideration. When God communicates, He's assuming participation.
神并不是在他神给我们旨意的时候，并不是假设，让我们去考虑一下，而是说你们必须要去遵循的。
Are we ready to participate when we ask for His will?
在我们询问神的旨意的时候，我们是不是已经预备好了？要成为他旨意的一部分呢？
Are we ready that the answer might be no, stay at your current workplace?
我们是不是已经做好准备？神的答案是不要动，留在你目前的工作岗位上。
I got people you need to reach there.
因为在那里有你需要去接触的人。
The salary is less, but you got me. That is all you need.
也许薪水少一点，但是你有我，神的同在，对你来说是足够了。
Or are you ready to say yes when God calls you into a certain ministry you never thought of?
你是不是预备好了说，好的，如果神让你去参加一个新的事工。
Are we really ready to listen to what He has to say and what His plan is for us?
我们真的预备好了来听神对我们的旨意吗？
I think this is a quite strange thing to ask.
我觉得这是一件蛮奇怪的事情去来问。
But do you really want God to tell you His plans for you when you are asking Him?
但是在你求问神的时候，你真的希望神告诉你他要你做什么吗？
Or do you just want Him to confirm your will?
或者你只是想从神那里得到一个确认，确认你自己的想法。
And when He doesn't, you say, "Ha, why are you not answering me, God?"
当神给你的答案不是你想要的时候，你就说，啊，为什么你不回答我呢？
It's when we say yes to God.
就当我们说是的，神。
What do you want me to do, God?
你要我为你做什么？
When we say yes, we will participate in your plans for me, even before I really know what it is.
在我们甚至还不清楚神对我们的旨意是什么的时候，我们已经立志要遵循神的旨意，而且成为他计划的一个部分。
That is when we will hear Him clear, loud and clear.
就在这时候，我们可以清楚地听到他对我们的旨意。
Thank you. It says in Proverbs 3:5-6, we read it earlier, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." I think this verse is summarizing what we have spoken about today.
刚才我们读了箴言第三章五到六节，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可倚靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。这是我们今天所说的一个总结。
When we trust the Lord with all our heart and not lean on our own thoughts, our own understanding, our own plans or wisdom,
在我们专心倚靠耶和华，不依靠自己聪明的时候，
When we surrender to the known will of God,
当我们对神给我们的旨意完全以委身的时候，
that will prepare us the way to the unknown will of God in our lives.
那就预备了我们了解神对我们那些我们现在还不知道的旨意。
And some of you might think, well, if God is the greatest communicator of all time, why does he communicate like that?
有些人说，哦，如果神是最擅长沟通的，为什么他不用那种方式来沟通呢？
What is the purpose of doing it like this?
为什么他要这样做呢？
Just tell me what you think is the best for my life.
就直白地告诉我，什么是我该做的。
If my daughter came to me and asked for advice in the future,
如果我的女儿来向我，征询意见的话，
I wouldn't have started with, you know,you know what I normally do, what I have done, what I was thinking of doing.
我不会跟我的女儿说，啊，你知道我一般是这样做的啦，啊，然后你知道我喜欢做些什么啦，哪些不喜欢做的啦。
And you know all the things that you can do, should do, and all the things you shouldn't do.
然后你也知道哪些是可做的，哪些不可做的。
I would most probably told her my thoughts straight away.
我会对我女儿非常直白地告诉她。
The difference is that God is going through a process with us.
这个区别在于，其实神跟我们之间是一个过程。
None of us are perfect or in our final form.
我们没有一个人是完美的，也不是在我们最终的形象当中。
But we are in a process.
我们都是在过程里面。
We are growing, learning, and maturing.
我们都是在成长，在学习，也在成熟。
And ultimately, what God is doing is that He wants us to discover Him.
神是希望我们来发现他。
Not necessarily His will, but He wants us to know who He is.
不仅仅是他旨意，而是了解他。
And in the process of trying to understand and know His will in our lives, we get to know God.
在了解他对我们的旨意的同时，我们更加了解神。
Which is the most important thing in our lives?
这是我们生命当中最重要的一件事情。
Get to know God.
了解神。
We get to know God much more deeply when we are doing His will.
通过了解神，我们就通过来完成神的旨意，我们更深的来了解神。
The last part in the verse we just read.
我们刚才读的经文的最后一部分。
He says he will make your path straight.
他说他会让你的道路平坦正直。
And making your path straight means that God will make his plans obvious for you.
这句话的意思是说，神会让他的旨意非常明白的显明，向你显明。
We don't need to guess what he is trying to say.
我们不需要去猜测神的旨意是什么。
It will become obvious for you.
而他的旨意会非常清楚明白。
When he responds, it won't be, "Huh, I don't understand."
在神回应的时候，我们不会说，啊，我不明白。
But our reaction needs to be, "Yes, God." It needs to be participation, obedience, and action.
我们的反应应该是，是的，神。我会成为你旨意的一部分，我会采取行动，我会顺服。
Maybe you're sitting here right now and you don't believe in Jesus.
也许你们当中有人还没有信靠耶稣。
Maybe you are not sure what this obedience, participation, saying yes to things you don't know is. It sounds strange.
也许你不知道顺服，要参加一个你并不是很了解的一个计划，这些事情都是在说些什么？
That is totally understandable.
这是可以理解的。
But as a Christian, we believe that God sent His Son to die for us.
但作为基督徒，我们相信神送他的独生爱子为我们而死。
Because we have rebelled against Him.
因为我们叛逆了神。
And someone had to take the consequence of that.
那某些人就必须要为这些事情来承担这个罪行的后果。
But Jesus took the punishment for us.
但是耶稣为我们承担了罪。
We believe that God loves us.
我们相信神爱我们。
And he knows what's best for us.
而且神知道什么对我们来说是最好的。
And naturally, that's why we as Christians want to ask him for directions in life.
那自然的，作为一个基督徒，我们就希望向神去询问他对我们的道路的指引是怎样的。
I would challenge you to talk with the people here after when we're done to know more about who is this God? Why is he important in your life?
我给你们一个小小的挑战，今天讲到结束后，向其他的基督徒询问一下，谁是这个神？
Because I truly believe that God loves you just as much as any of us here.
因为我确信神爱你，就如同神爱我们当中每一个人。
And for those of you who believe in Jesus,
那对于你们已经信靠了耶稣的，
I know that applying what I have spoken about today might be a little bit hard.
我知道要把我今天讲到的内容付之行动呢，是有点难的。
But it has to start with you examining your own heart.
但是这一切都从你自己检查自己的心开始。
Are we really willing to be obedient to God?
我们是不是真的愿意顺服神的旨意呢？
Are we really looking for His directions in your life?
我们是不是真的在寻求神对我们生命的指引呢？
Or are you just looking for confirmation of your own plans?
或者你只是在寻求对你自己计划的一个确认？
I think more than a few of us here are afraid that God will direct your path.
我认为我们当中有些人其实是害怕或神会来指引我们的道路的。
We would much rather choose our own paths.
我们宁可自己选择自己的道路。
And this is fundamentally a heart that doesn't trust in the Lord with all our heart, and it leans on our own understanding.
而这也就是刚才说到的。依靠了自己的聪明，靠着自己的聪明选择自己的道路。
It's a heart that has surrendered to God. A heart that has surrendered to God delights in His direction and paths.
一个真正委身于神的心，是在神的旨意里面得到喜悦的。
So the more familiar you become with the divine will of God,
那你越知道神的神圣旨意。
The more obedient you become towards the moral will of God,
你越是顺服神的道德旨意，
the easier will become for you to discover the personal will of God in your life.
那对你来讲，要知道神对你个人的旨意就会更加简单。
I have had quite a few people come to ask me for advice.
有时呢，会有些人向我来寻求意见。
They were thinking that I was agreeing with their decisions, so they were basically coming to me for confirmation.
他们认为我会同意他们的决定，所以他们是来找对他们自己的计划的确认的。
They come and they say, "Do you also think that I should do this and that?"
他们来的时候，他们说，你是不是也觉得我应该做这些事情呢？
And when my answer was totally different, they just stop coming to me for advice.
当我的回答是跟他们的预计不同的时候呢，他们就不来找我了。
I am not God. My direction isn't always the best.
我不是神，我给的那个指引呢，也未必是最好的。
I try my best and I tell people what I think, but when it comes to God, you cannot do that.
我是尽可能的根据我的理解。给人最好的指引，但是你去找神的时候可不能这样哦。
We cannot go to God asking for directions, and when the answer we get is not in line what we think and what we plan for, we don't follow through.
我们不可以向神去寻求旨意，当神的回答不是我们想要的答案的时候，我们不去实践。
God is very clear in communication.
神跟我们的交流是非常清楚明白的。
And I also think that we often know that.
我想其实我们自己心里也是知道的。
But we don't get the answer we want, and therefore we say to ourselves, that we don't understand what God's plan is for me.
但是我们并不想遵从神的旨意，所以自己跟自己说，我不明白神对我的旨意。
God wants the best in our lives. God wants the best in our lives.
神想要给我们最好的。
He even sent his son to die for us.
他甚至给了我们他的独生爱子。
Because he loves you.
因为他爱你。
We need to trust him.
我们要信靠神。
That what he thinks is the best for our lives is truly the best way.
在神认为是对我们的生命是最好的话，那真的是对我们的生命是最好的。
We need to participate in it, act on it, and be obedient.
我们要成为其中的一部分，我们要顺服，而且我们要采取行动。
And in this process, we will get to know who God really is.
在这个过程当中，我们也越来越多的了解神。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
God, I thank you for this Sunday.
神啊，我感谢你这个主日。
Thank you that we have gathered here together to worship your name.
感谢你，我们奉你的名聚集在这里。
And to listen to your words.
聆听你的话语。
I pray that we can trust you more, God.
我祈求祷告，我们能更多的信靠你。
I pray we will be more confident in you.
我们能对你更加有信心。
And really know that you want the best for us.
真正的知道你是希望我们得到最好的。
Pray that we can let go of all our own thoughts.
我祈求祷告，让我们自己的心思杂念都消失。
And really trust the plans you have for us.
完全的信靠你对我们的那计划。
I pray that we can encourage each other.
我也祷告我们能彼此劝勉。
And that we together will follow through and go for your will.
我们能够同心的来实践你对我们的旨意。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢神今天赐下的话语。
感谢神赐下今日佢嘅话语。
我们需要真正的去认识神。
我哋真系要真正嘅去认识神，
就能真正的去明白神的旨意。
要真正嘅明白神嘅旨意。
一心仰赖他，顺服他。
一心仰望他，顺服他。
流出神恩典的人。